Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to another week of Women to Watch. My name is Susan Rocco, and I'm here at WFYL 1180 every week with the privilege of sitting down with women from all over the Philadelphia area, in some cases across the country, to share their stories and some of their tips for running a business. If you're listening, I would love to talk to you if you have any interest in coming on the show. And you can reach me at 215-313-5561, or you can send me an email to srocco233@gmail.com. Today's going to be a great show. We have a woman in the studio who is doing some really unique things that have never been done before for women. And with me today is Patricia Nelson, and she is founder of the Wise Woman Workshop, as well as vice president of insurance at the Scharf Group. Thanks so much for coming in today, Patty.
Oh, thanks for having me, Susan. It's great to be here.
I'm really excited for today's show because I think the information you're going to share with our listeners is going to be extremely valuable, especially for women who are looking to start a new business. But before we get into all of your great services and the Wise Woman Workshop, which we're going to talk about a lot in the second half, I'd like to find out a little bit about you and your background and where you grew up and all that good stuff. So tell us a little bit. Tell me where you grew up, first of all.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a town in South Jersey called Waterford. If you're familiar with the Echo Raceway, Echo's in Waterford Township. And I lived there for, you know, just over 30 years. I bought the house next door to my parents. I got married. I had two boys. Ended up divorced. And then I moved to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a couple of years ago. And, you know, during the course of the last 17 years, I've been in the financial services industry. Primarily, I was a wholesaler, and I worked with independent financial agents in excess of about 1,000 across the country for the last 10 years. So about 3 years ago, when I met my second husband and moved up to Southampton, that's when I sat down and really created the Wise Woman Workshop. And the purpose that I ended up in the industry was just before I graduated high school, my grandfather passed away. And my grandma and grandfather, they lived in Southwest Philly. My grandfather retired from GE after 35 years of service. And when my grandfather died, it was, you know, it was really sudden and it was a shock to the family. And a couple weeks after he died, my grandmother was reduced to one Social Security benefit because you only keep the higher of the two. And then she ended up calling the pension company to find out where her pension check was. And it was that day that she found out that my grandfather did not leave her a spousal benefit. Since he was already dead, she couldn't dig him up and kill him again. And at that moment, she had lost 70% of her income and, you know, became poverty stricken. So it was at that moment that I began to realize that it was financial literacy that was the lack on my grandfather's part, not understanding. And, you know, I wanted to spend my life commemorating my grandmother who died in 2008 and be able to help all women become secure in their financial independence so that we don't hear more stories like that today.
You know, talk to me a little bit about when this happened. You were 11, correct?
Yes.
11 years old. And I find it fascinating that at 11 years old, you were really paying attention to that, what was going on with your grandparents and your grandmother, and that something, you know, resonated with you then and, you know, put you on that course.
I think because I spent so much time with my grandmother and just seeing how independent she was. And then after the death of my grandfather, how tragic that was for her, not only to lose her partner, but to lose her financial independence. And it was really sad to just see her work. And, you know, she worked nights. I remember a lot of times she cleaned the airport back when it was TWA. And we used to go in at 10 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. And we used to clean all the terminals. And, you know, so I think it just was really such a monumental thing in my life because I was so close to her and I watched her struggle.
You saw her life change.
Absolutely. And, you know, my parents are still married 38 years. And, you know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom until we were in school. And, you know, my parents were, you know, they were good with finances and fiscally responsible. But it just really... I think it just grabbed hold of me because I was just so independent and I knew that I never wanted to end up in that situation. And I remember my grandmother telling me, you know, a husband is not a financial plan. You need to plan for yourself.
Yeah. I wondered if she spoke to you and said, look, I was kind of in the dark and I really didn't know what was going on. My husband took care of me and I went about my day to day. And, you know, it's a problem in today's world. When you're married, if you are not the one who pays the bills and, you know, balances the checkbook, a lot of times you have no idea what's happening with the money. And women need to know. It's not just that it happened years ago, way back when.
Yeah, and a lot of times when I was working, like I said, with agents across the country, and, you know, they would be working with the husband, and the wife would not be involved in the planning process. And a lot of times it would frustrate me because I knew that what they were doing wasn't definitely going to be in the best interest of the spouse. Right. I mean, today of men and women the same age, a couple age 65, the woman's going to outlive the husband by at least 15 years.
Right.
And women age 80 today, you know, 80% of them are females. And, you know, nursing home population is 80% female. So we're the ones that are living longer. But because of so many different problems that we're faced with the pay gap and, you know, longer lifespans, it's really created a problem for females.
Talk to me about your college years. So, you know, this happened to you at 11 that you kind of had an inkling about what you wanted to do when you grew up. And when you went to college, talk about those years and what you studied, if you stayed focused on the financial field.
Actually, interestingly enough, I left high school and I started right in the financial services industry. So I didn't end up going to college. It just wasn't it wasn't something promoted with females in my family. So I got a job at a bank. And then from there, I ended up working with Northwestern Mutual on an admin basis, and then over the last 17 years, just continued to grow and evolve. So, you know, where I am today, it has a lot to do with my tenacity, my independence, being a single mom on my own with two boys, and, you know, having to face a lot of these challenges early on. So I'm thankful, but, you know, my 7-year-old and 14-year-old have really... they've given me a new perspective on life and being able to take care of yourself and others.
Right. That's a great thing that you did all that, you know, without the jump start of a college degree. And I'm wondering if there was somebody in your life that helped you to do that. Is there somebody that helped you launch the business?
Yes, I would have to say, you know, I've had a lot of people through the years take me under their wing. But I would have to say my husband, Ron Nelson, he gave me the opportunity when we got married to start the Wise Woman Workshop, to open up and invest my time over the last couple of years and really be able to give back to the community. So he has invested a lot of time and money. And today we're where we want to be. In the last 6 months, I've lectured and provided workshops for over 200 women. And it's just a really great feeling to be able to know that I can make a difference in somebody's life. And then they share the story.
Right, right. Tell me how you ended up with the Scharf Group.
The partnership with the Scharf Group, they're one of the largest investment financial planning firms on the East Coast, and they really didn't have a focus on insurance. And my background has wholly been insurance for the last 17 years. It's like Winston Churchill said, if he can write insure across the top of every cottage, he would, because he believes the need to plan on such a small level can create us from smashing to pieces in the event of an unexpected life event. So it's really been a great partnership. because we can do a full service planning for somebody when they want to sit down, and it creates the widespread, because he is in Ardmore. Their office is right off of Lancaster Avenue in Montgomery County, and my office is right in Southampton on 2nd Street Pike in Bucks County. So it really helps us to reach a lot more women and, you know, really be able to spread the word.
Right. You know, sometimes I think we should, we've talked about this before on some other shows, that we should probably start teaching, you know, not just women now later in life about money, but children early on in their school curriculum. I think it probably would be a great thing at a young age to start teaching them about money. Obviously, at a very simple level, even in kindergarten, you know, they're counting. And then as they get older, each grade about budgeting and investing. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, William Tennant High School, which is in Centennial School District, I just read a great article that they had a financial literacy workshop for their seniors. And I thought that that was really great. And I know that some states, it's becoming more popular to mandate it as, you know, just like a sewing class or cooking class in high school. And I was just recently in Washington at a women's symposium and talking about the retirement crisis. And I think a lot of the things that you're going to see come from the Republicans and the Democrats working together. I think one of the things that they're also going to work on is creating financial literacy programs for children. And, you know, at my workshop, I encourage attendees from the age of 20 to 70. Because I believe that the sooner a woman can begin to understand the planning process, she can be a partner with her husband or be independent on her own. But either way, she's going to be okay.
Right. So the sooner the better, but then it's never too late.
Absolutely
not. It's never too late. Tell me a little bit about the things that you enjoy the most about your job. You're an incredibly busy lady and you're juggling a lot of things. And I always like to know, what are the things when you get up every day that you're looking forward to doing? And then what are some of the struggles that you find?
The things that I look forward to doing is meeting really successful, independent women like yourself each day. And, you know, through my workshops, I mean, you know, I'll have 5 to 8 women that come in as strangers and often leave as friends. And, you know, I've had women in my workshop cry, and I've had women in my workshops laugh hysterically because it is a very emotional topic for most women. And I think that that also creates my biggest struggle is because of my empathy and my sympathy for the women that I meet. I wish I could take them all home and make it all better, especially the widows, because, when you lose your husband, that's a really tragic situation. But then when you lose your husband and you have to learn a whole new aspect of your finances and what it means to be independent, it can really be overwhelming.
It's extremely stressful. And I've attended one of the workshops, and I will tell you, it's such a nice, relaxed atmosphere, not intimidating in any way. Sometimes talking about finances can be. I'm not surprised that women, kind of feel safe to really open up there.
Yeah, I try and make it a forum where you can ask questions and receive answers. And my biggest philosophy has always been the KISS philosophy: keep it simple, stupid. So I try I try and provide it in very basic terms, and all of the material is very generic. A lot of it is put out from the states or different nonprofit organizations that want to educate consumers, because I think it's really important to provide consumer-friendly material to all women and attendees of the workshops.
Right. And you just happened to be doing this with women because you were so inspired by, you know, your grandmother and her story. But certainly it's something that everybody needs to know. I'm sure there's couples and relationships where the woman is the financier and the husband really has no idea what's happening with the money.
I absolutely have come across multiple different scenarios. Interestingly enough, I have had men come to my workshop because I don't discriminate. It's in general, but a lot of the statistics that I teach on are really geared towards women. Even though the United States right now as a whole is in a retirement crisis of being in a retirement debt of $6 trillion in income. So for retirement, the boomers are lacking $6 trillion. So it is an issue of both men and women. And I think, just last week I had a workshop in Ardmore and I found out that I ended up having two attendees that were Temple, two guys from Temple, senior years, getting ready to graduate, needed to go to a professional workshop. So they chose mine.
Oh, that's great. And how did they find out about it?
Their professor at Temple gave them a list of suitable workshops that they could go to. And unbeknownst to me, my workshop was on the list. And one of the guys, his girlfriend came with him. And it was really, really great, because my attendees that night ranged from 65 to 22.
That's awesome.
And it worked. It worked well. I mean, everybody was comfortable. Everybody left it with perceived value and education. And, the workshop is free. The information is priceless. The only cost is your time.
I think you're going to eventually have to do couples workshops. Have you talked about that?
We have. And I'd like to start to maybe on the quarterly basis, one or two Saturdays a month, do couples workshops, have them last a little bit longer. But the free workshop that the workbook that I provide at the workshop, I'd like to do a couples workshop where we sit down and we actually go through the workbook together.
That can be a tricky. I'm picturing the couples in the back and forth. Well, that's your fault. Well, no, that's your fault.
Well, one of the things we do not disclose or really talk about is credit card debt. So they wouldn't need to disclose any.
That's good.
They would just maybe need to provide a net number of monthly payments on the budget worksheet. But that would be about it. No, calling anybody out on the carpet.
That's good. That's good. That would keep them away, I'm sure.
I agree. Absolutely.
So now let's talk about those are all great things. And I know from speaking with you how happy you are to do what you're doing and helping so many people. What are some of the struggles that you face as a business owner every day?
I'd say sometimes more month than money, but I think everybody can relate to that. I think being a business owner, long hours, sometimes because I have kids and sometimes my days mostly start at 5 a.m. and sometimes I'm at the office till 7-8 o'clock at night, weekends, but with my opportunity to be able to go to all my kids' sports and things like that, there is the flexibility, which is the upside.
Right.
I don't miss a football game or a wrestling match. So but it's important to me to be flexible because most of the people I work with are working during the day.
Right. Right.
So, I am available most evenings and weekends. So
the flexibility is fantastic when you're running, your own business. But again, you never leave it. You're thinking about it morning, noon, and night.
Yes. And, I'd say for me, it's become a way of life. I enjoy it. I enjoy the women that I work with. I just enjoy the constant hustle and bustle and the opportunity to just continue to enhance my education.
And, we should mention that the workshops, you will go to them. In other words, everyone doesn't have to travel to your office site for the workshops.
No, that's correct. I will go on site to businesses or even nonprofit organizations and do groups. But I've also had women say, how about I get some wine and cheese or coffee and Danish and invite a few of my girlfriends over and you just sit in my living room and do this. And I find that's really been kind of a way to have a get together but also bring value. And the people usually tend to come because they're not going to be pressured to buy anything.
Right.
I'm not going to sell them candles or a handbag.
It's a different kind of home show.
It absolutely is. And I think that even in those scenarios, women are more comfortable talking about particular details among friends. But it's generational too. I mean, I've had mothers, grandmothers, and daughters all sitting in the same room and listening to each other's challenges. And I think that, you know, that's great as well.
You know, I'm definitely going to do that. Actually, I love the idea of the mother-daughter workshop where we're learning as mothers, but we're also letting our daughters see at an early age, you know, that they really need to be thinking about their future when it comes to money and not just where the next party is.
Yeah, I think that we've really gotten away from leaving college and purchasing insurances. Now we're purchasing credit card payments. And I think that we have to get back to the mindset of paying ourselves first, and that we are as important, if not more important, than the creditors that we're paying each month. We need to show ourselves respect with our money.
Right, exactly. You know, we're going to take a break for our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to get into more of the actual services that you provide and some of the great tips that you have for our listeners.
Okay, great.
News Talk 1180 WFYL, streaming live at 1180WFYL.com.
Are you a wise woman? If so, attend a free Wise Woman workshop focusing exclusively on the financial challenges women of all ages face today. Today is the day to secure your financial independence. The workshop is free. The information is priceless. The only cost to you is your time. So register today at www.wisewomenworkshop.com or call 267-699-9700. Again, that number is 267-699-9700. Mention Women to Watch and receive a free workbook. To find a workshop in your area, go to www.wisewomenworkshop.com. Wagmore Next Door is Skipback Animal Hospital's latest addition to help meet the needs of your pet. We are the only animal hospital in the Skipback and surrounding area now providing a doggy day camp and one-stop shopping for your pet's exercise and fun. Have you ever come home after a long day at work to find that your dog has eaten your favorite pair of underwear or socks, destroyed parts of your home, or shoplifted an entire chicken from the kitchen countertop? Leaving your dog home alone can be dangerous and life-threatening. Wagmore Next Door is fully supervised and operated by trained animal professionals. Here, your dog will run and play with other dogs. Obedience training is also available and very popular. Your dog will go home tired, content, and happy. We have many packages to choose from to accommodate your work schedule, vacation schedule, and out-of-town schedule. For information, please call us at 610-584-6300, or you can visit our website, skipbackanimalhospital.com. You can also check out our Facebook page. We can't wait to see you. Is your online store cluttering your house and garage with your product? Does it require you to spend all your free time shipping packages, leaving you no time to work with new customers or develop new marketing initiatives? Now is the time to free up your space and time and let ABC Fulfillment provide you with cost-effective warehousing, order processing, and shipping for your products. Our 20,000 square foot warehouse is conveniently located in Ambler, PA. ABC Fulfillment is a 100% woman-owned and operated business and has helped many small and mid-sized businesses solve their warehousing and order processing problems. We pride ourselves on our attention to detail as well as our excellent customer service. When you call us, you will always speak with someone who can help you solve your problem and not be asked to leave a message. Our personal touch and expertise separates us from the rest. Last year, we shipped over 150,000 packages for our customers, including order processing and shipping for the Jill Steals and Deals segment of the Today Show, saving our customers both time and money. If you would like to spend more time finding new products to sell, reaching new customers, and marketing your products,
Now is the time to call ABC Fulfillment. Please call 215-628-3154 and ask for Eileen or Lisa to help you get started.
Get your skinny water today at Acme. Great taste, zero guilt. And see how delicious a zero calorie enhanced with vitamins and electrolytes can be. Because taste matters, doesn't it? Try skinny water today at Acme.
At Bluebell Physical Therapy, our goal is to get you back in the game, back to work, and back to your normal way of life. Our highly respected team provides preventative and rehabilitation services from everyday physical and occupational therapy to post-operative rehab of your knees, shoulders, or spine. Bluebell Physical Therapy focuses on achieving each patient's maximum level of recovery. Bluebell Physical Therapy, the treatment you need from the therapist you trust.
Want your home to look great for company from out of town? Moving to a new place? Or just want the satisfaction of a clean, healthy home? Whatever your reason, everybody needs to clean. So why not choose the line of cleaning tools that makes your task easier? Quickie is your one-stop cleaning solution with everything you need to get the job done right. Whether you're cleaning one room or the whole house, Quickie has the right tool for you. It doesn't matter if you prefer a more traditional mop and bucket, or if you'd like to save time with a new Quickie spray mop. Quickie has everything you need to get the job done. Founded in Philadelphia 60 years ago, Quickie's commitment to quality and value have helped it grow into the number one cleaning tool company in America. It's Quickie and it's clean. Look for Quickie products at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, ShopRite, and other fine retailers near you.
From Willow Grove to Westchester, Pottstown to Philadelphia, it's News Talk 1180 WFYL.
Hello, gang. We're back in the studio today with Patricia Nelson, who is founder of the Wise Woman Workshop and vice president of insurance at the Scharf Group. We're going to take the next half of the show and really get into some of the information that Patty shares at her Wise Woman Workshops. It's really invaluable. And, you know, there's multiple challenges when it comes to managing money, Patty. And I wonder if we could take a few minutes to talk about each specific one. I think it'll be beneficial for the listeners. So tell us about the money quiz.
Inside the workbook, the first section, there is a money quiz that I encourage everybody to take. And basically, the most important thing is to understand how you view money and what your values of money have been. And I think that when you take the quiz, it allows you to go through and find out what your personality type is, whether you're a hoarder, an avoider, a splurger. And once you understand how you view money, then I think it's much easier for you to understand how to build your plan from how your feelings are about money. Sometimes we need to be reconditioned because maybe the values that we have grown up with, good, bad, or indifferent, may not be the most suitable for, you know, the next 20, 30, or 50 years.
Right. And it is almost like a personality test. I mean, I did that. And it's, I think a lot of people probably aren't aware of what category they fall into. And once they find out, they say, oh, yeah, this is, you know, the way I spend, manage, save, do not save money.
Yeah. My husband thought I'd come back a splurger, but I actually came back a hoarder. So it is, it's fun.
How about let's talk simple budgeting. What kind of tips can you throw out there for just staying on budget?
Budgeting is really, that is the foundation of everything because people need to understand how much they spend. And if you look at it cumulatively at the end of the year, how much you're spending on Starbucks or cable, you know, it's going to give you an idea of how much money you're going to need 50 years down the line in retirement. But it's also going to give you ways to, you know, maybe look at where you're spending your money to maybe cut some corners and, you know, at least it kind of gives you a track to run on.
Right. You have to have a starting point.
It absolutely is a starting point.
How about, I'm, you know, a mom of an 18-year-old, so we're doing the whole college
Congratulations.
Thing. and we are deep into, you know, looking at colleges, figuring out how we're going to pay for that. And I'm wondering what your tips are for planning for education.
Well, you know, even $50 today in 15 or 20 years can really add up. But there are a lot of different tax advantages. And in the workbook, I highlight some different things that you can look at. And it gives you an idea of how to compound inflation and, you know, the cost of goods and prices that are going up related to college tuition. And so I think, you know, the most important thing is to look at the tax advantages and benefits to college planning.
In your workshops, do you get into the monies that are available to people out there, depending on, you know, where they fall?
I do. There's, you know, multiple financial aid options that people can look at, as well as there's different ways that you can put away money. So when your children do go to college, that money won't be considered as an asset when you're trying to get different financial aids. It's not looked at as income.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's really important because when you go to apply for financial aid and loans and things like that, the parents' assets are usually looked at.
Well, it's ironic, isn't it? Because we're talking about, you know, planning for the future and saving and building a nice nest egg. And then when it comes to education, if you have that, then you're not eligible for any type of financial help.
That's right. That's why it's good to sit down with somebody who can navigate you through those different options.
Right. Okay. How about retirement? That's a big area that
retirement
is important.
Yes. I mean, retirement, there is a retirement crisis right now. We have 10,000 baby boomers retiring each day. And I think people just need to understand how long retirement is, what their retirement income options are, and to save as much as possible. And, you know, there's a section in the workbook that really takes you through, once you get that budgeting number and figure out how much you're spending today, it's going to take you 50 years from now and figure out how much you're going to need then. And, you know, whether it's Social Security or pensions or retirement accounts, it's going to be able to define a number that you're going to need. And then, you know, we sit down and you can figure out a plan to get there or
right.
as close to there as possible.
Right. And is that usually a number that stays, what's the word I'm looking for?
Consistent.
Yeah, consistent.
It will
the
because,
years?
You know, generally when people retire, they know that they have fixed expenses, phone, cable, things like that. They try to, you know, be mortgage free and debt free. So, yeah, I mean, outside of a few little variables, that number is really going to remain consistent because you're setting your standard of living.
Right.
That's your
right.
standard of living. And most people want to maintain that in retirement,
right.
in the golden years.
Right. And that should make you feel better when you're planning. If you look at that number and you're not trying to anticipate it, you know, fluctuating.
No, I mean, it really is about your lifestyle. If that number goes up dramatically, it's usually going to be because you've increased your income. And now, you know, that's a running path that you may want to stay on.
Right, right. Okay, let's talk about long-term care. Certainly, women in our age bracket, or a lot of us are dealing with, parents that are needing care, and we need to find a way to...
Yeah, our generation is really, because of the advances in, you know, technology with computers and music over the last 15 years, medical technology is in the same place. And most women today are caregivers, whether they're caring for children or they're a part of the sandwich generation, being sandwiched between taking care of children and parents. And for most women, that will average about a 13-year loss of income out of the workforce, which ends up to be roughly about $659,000 over a lifetime. Not to mention the cost of long-term care right now is about $80,000 a year. The average nursing home stay is about 3 years, and 80% of nursing home residents are women. So, you know, the unfortunate thing is that if you don't properly plan, especially for women, that's something that can definitely take a toll on your retirement income as well.
Right. And not only that, health scares can happen at any time. I mean, you can be planning and planning, and then, you know, something happens someday, and all of a sudden you're faced with having to pay for the cost of care.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, if a 30-year-old today and a 50-year-old today bought the same long-term care policy and both used it at age 80, the 50-year-old couple would have paid $15,000 more over 30 years of paying premiums than the 30-year-old couple paying 50 years of premiums.
Wow.
And it is based on health, so it is medically underwritten, but I encourage, you know, even 30-year-olds, take a look at it. It's something that you're going to need down the line. It does grow with inflation, and it's one of those things that's definitely a lot cheaper the younger you are.
Right. Let's talk about estate planning and wills.
I mean,
how the importance of that.
You know, having a directive upon death and a will really gives you the opportunity to speak from the ground, as we say. You know, if you don't have a will, then the state is going to, you know, distribute it according to their laws and how it's written. And, you know, estate planning is really just figuring out where you want your things to go when you're not here to utilize them anymore. But it's also about protecting your estate, because what you have in your estate is obviously going to support a long-term care need. It's going to support your retirement. So you need to make sure that that is protected, that your estate is protected.
Right. Or it's going to support your children.
Absolutely. And you would certainly rather it support your children than be paid to taxes.
Right.
So, and, you know, there are ways that you can protect it so it goes to your family. It doesn't go to the government.
And you teach all that. Right?
Absolutely.
You teach all that. So just a few minutes ago, you talked about the three categories that people fall into. And I wonder if you could explain each one of those, because for people listening today, that might be something that they can take away from, you know, the show today that will make them look at money a little bit different. Starting right away.
Yeah, we have the three different types. Are we have the splurger, who is, you know, we live in today. We don't think about tomorrow. We have the hoarder that really is just doesn't spend on anything. So they're never going to increase what they have or grow what they have because, you know, they're too busy hoarding it. And then we have the avoider, you know, the neck in the sand. And a lot of times the avoider is probably the worst of most of the scenarios because, you know, fear is what causes people to avoid things. And, you know, fear can paralyze you. So it's really important that no matter where you fall within that line of planning, it's just like anything else. It's a little bit of education. And women have come a long way. In 2011, 52% of college graduates were women. We just saw in the election that, you know, so many women are now in office. So, you know, there's just one more area that we're lacking in, and that's financial education and financial literacy.
Right. And once you're aware of that, you can try every day to be a little bit better in that area. If you're 100%, you know, the hoarder, for example, you can try just being aware of that to you know, go about your spending a little bit different in the other category.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had a lot of different attendees at my workshop, ranging from the novice all the way to the person who has been completely involved in their financial planning with their advisor. And I'd say that everybody leaves with something. So, you know, I'd like to say that it is very general in nature, and that anybody, no matter what level of planning or education or financial literacy you have, you're still coming to gain, and you will leave with some tips and tricks.
Do you have any personal stories that you can share with us? Someone who has been through your workshop and really turned it around, that you saw them go from one place to a better place?
I have. And, you know, I would actually say that it was a widow that I worked with, and her husband had passed away. And she just had everything completely unorganized, didn't understand her budget. And, you know, she was left financially set. I mean, she was financially taken care of.
How old was she?
She was 64.
Okay.
So, but, she didn't have any long-term care insurance. She had been paying so much money on her car insurance and homeowner's insurance. I showed her some ways to save there. She was spending, upwards of $500 a month on prescriptions. I gave her some tips, and that knocked it down to her co-pays were now $35 a month. And it's really just about the little tips and tricks, because everybody's situation is different.
Right.
And so, by the time we were done after the workshop, we engaged both of her children, adult children. They knew, what their mother's income was, what kind of insurance benefits they had. They had my contact information. There was going to be death benefits for each of the kids. And they really said that, they felt like I was able to come in and make sense of a really difficult time.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And I bet that gave her a newfound sense of confidence.
It did.
You know, she's managing her own life.
It really did. I think it made her much more comfortable and not feel like so overwhelmed. So when you're overwhelmed and grieving, mm-hmm. it's very, very
yes.
difficult.
Yes.
So
that's a great thing. I understand you attended a symposium in Washington, and I would love to hear all about your experience there.
I did. Thanks for asking. The Women's Women.org holds an annual symposium right across the street from the Constitution Center each year. And this year I had the opportunity to be invited. And there was a lot of lawmakers and senators and chairmen and insurance companies and, financial services roundtables and nonprofit organizations. And, they were all just really trying to come together and figure out as a community of men and women, how we can help women, how we can help with the pay equality, how we can help with retirement planning, coming up with a universal retirement plan that I think that you're going to hear more about in the coming months. And I think that they understand that there is a crisis, and I think the government is really going to try and set up a retirement plan that will give everybody access to, men, women, college kids. And I think that the government is aware of the challenges that women face, and I think they're very serious. There's an army of people out there fighting for women and our benefits and our equality, and I think that we're going to see some serious change.
That's great. And how did you come? Were you invited to the symposium? How did that come about?
I was invited to the symposium. WISER is a nonprofit organization that is in Washington, and they have a lot of great information for women, and they invited me. They're aware of the workshop, and they've just want to be able to support me and give me as many of the tools as I can, because I'm a candle in my community of education, and the more people that I can educate, the better off we're going to be as a community.
Right. And can you share some of the ideas that were kind of thrown out during the symposium?
Yeah.
Whether they're going to be, taking place or not.
I think one of the biggest opportunities is, when women aren't working, our only opportunity to save for retirement is through an individual IRA, which has a cap of about $5,000 a year. And a 401k, if you have an employer, gives you a cap of $15,000 a year. So I think they're going to look to make that equal, meaning giving individuals that aren't working an opportunity to save more for the retirement. And also, there's a lot of talk about the USA Retirement Fund. It's a universal, secure, adaptable retirement fund that'll be privately held, but it will be offered to everybody as a way to save money for retirement, and couple that with a savers credit for retirement. And I think that the government is really looking to give benefit to people that want to save for retirement. And I see that a lot of things like that are going to be playing out during, probably after they figure out the fiscal cliff.
We won't get into that today.
Yeah, right after the fiscal cliff, then we're really going to, you're going to hear more about the retirement mountain.
Okay.
Because it really is, it's a mountain. And, when Social Security came out, the year to collect was age 65, but your life expectancy was age 67. Right. Well, now it's age 67, but your life expectancy is 85, 90, 95.
Right.
An interesting stat that I just found that most people that have turned 30 this year, over 50% will live to see their 100th birthday.
Wow.
And the first person to live to age 150 has already been born.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So when we talk about, you know, working for, you know, 30 or 40 years before retirement, well, guess what? Our retirement is lasting just as long, you know, 30 and 40 years in retirement. They just did a huge poll that I found out in Washington that 61% of people are more afraid of running out of money than they are of death.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So. Well, I promised my son a long time ago that I'd live to 100. I'm not sure why I did that. So I better start saving.
Oh, as great as you look, you'll live to be. You'll definitely live to be 100.
Thank you, Patty. I can't say enough about how what a great thing it is I think you're doing. Number one, it's just really great information that's important. It's relevant, and we need to be thinking about it. But secondly, it's free. The workshops are free, and you're giving such invaluable information. I really am thrilled that you're in here today, you know, sharing this with everybody.
Well, I am honored that you invited me in, and, you know, I hope that, you know, I can call on one to touch many. You know, I just want to be able to touch as many women as I can and be able to educate them and give back to the community.
Yeah, you're well on your way. I wonder if you can, a lot about this show for us and the listeners is about women owning their own businesses. And I always like to ask for some advice from my guests for our listeners about a couple of things. Number one, how you got that confidence to get out there and do what you're doing. A lot of women have ideas and thoughts about things, and they just can't take that first step. They don't have that belief that what they're going to offer is valuable. And where did that confidence come from you?
I think having my own needs gave me the confidence that if I needed the information, other people needed the information. But I think the confidence really came from, you know, people continuing to tell me, you need to tell other people, you need to make this bigger and better and brighter. And, you know, it just has been an amazing opportunity, especially to be an entrepreneur and start a business. But I think that all ideas are good ideas. And the biggest way to promote an idea is don't hide it. Don't be secretive about it. Tell as many people. Do not be afraid that people are going to steal your ideas. Tell as many people as you can, because they are all going to become disciples. They will share your story. They will market. And for women that are out there and looking to start a career, you know, learn financial planning, allow yourself to become educated, because, you know, with the number of people that are going to be and continue to retire and continue to need this information, it's definitely a growing segment of careers, if not one of the top careers to look into.
And, you know, today it's so easy to spread the word and get your information out there with Facebook and LinkedIn, everything being online. You really can reach hundreds and hundreds of people at one time.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Things can go viral in minutes.
Right. And if you have a handle on the money matters and you're looking to start a new business, that's going to make everything else a lot easier.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of organizations, especially the Small Business Association, that is really willing to help and train and educate and even invest time and money into women business owners.
Right.
I mean, there really is a lot of niches and grants and, you know, so I suggest if a woman is interested in starting a business, go to the SBA.gov, and that's probably one of the best places to go.
Yeah, there's so much support. Any woman looking to start a business is not going to be doing it alone. There's just multiple women's organizations that are always looking to help and kind of, you know, see how they can mutually work together. It's endless.
Absolutely.
I'd love for you to give all of your information, your website, your contact information. I know there's women listening that are going to want to be in touch with you to find out how they can participate in a workshop.
Okay, great. The best way to get workshop dates and upcoming event information is go to our website at www.wisewomenworkshop.com, and that's women with an E, wisewomenworkshop.com. You can always feel free to call me directly at any time with any questions at area code 267-699-9701. Again, 267-699-9701.
And are there any events coming up specifically that someone could attend, or do they need to, to go onto your website and schedule something?
They can definitely go on the website under our events section to schedule. Our next workshop is going to be January 11th in Ardmore at 10 a.m.
And where is that?
That is on Coulter Avenue, 123 Coulter Avenue in Ardmore.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Patty, it was so great to have you in here today. Oh. I really think the show was really informative, and I hope that lots of women are listening out there and take advantage of this free workshop that Patty is offering. So again, we're just wrapping up with Patricia Nelson, founder of the Wise Woman Workshop and also vice president of insurance at the Scharf Group. And if you are listening and you would like to come on to the show to share with us what your business is doing, I would love to talk to you. So please feel free to call me at 215-313-5561 or send me an email to srocco233@gmail.com. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Stand up and I'm searching for the better part of me. Yeah. I hang my head from sorrow
so much.
State of humanity.
What's up?
Wearing on my shoulders. Gotta find strength in me.
If you're a baseball family, one way you and your kids can make a difference is to get involved with Pitch In for Baseball. This local organization collects and redistributes new and gently used equipment to kids and communities in need. This spring, Pitch In for Baseball will be helping dozens of leagues who lost everything due to Hurricane Sandy. Please go to pitchinforbaseball.org, PITCHIN for baseball.org, and let your equipment play extra innings.